I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What a night here on The Bachelor on AfterBuzz TV. What just happened? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are the ESPN of TV talk, and we are here to talk about what I thought was a pretty incredible episode of The Bachelor. Welcome to our show. If this is your first time, we are a weekly after show breaking down ABC's Banana Pants franchise, The Bachelor.
Banana Pants.
Banana Pants. That's how I felt tonight. And guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're glad to have you. And I'm going to introduce the rest of my co-panelists, including the incredible host, wedding officiant, and person who may be the biggest reality TV fan in the world, Mike Thielen.
Why, thank you, Jeff. What's up, everybody? So happy to be back.
Our reality TV insider and Big Brother alum, Rachel Swindler. Good to have you.
What's up, guys?
And Queen of Bachelor and writer at Perez Hilton, Christine. Hi. Good to have you tonight.
Thanks, Jeff. It's so good to be back.
And, man, what an episode. I mean, we have a lot to break down, so I want to move quickly. We actually, mid-show, Christine is always on top of it with news. Something crazy broke, so we're going to go over some news before we cover the episode. Before all of that, though, the chat's blowing up.
Very apt in the chat. I'm seeing all you guys. Welcome. Great to see all of you. Very apt. Joseph Boza says, full panel back to figure out WTF.
Yes!
That's exactly right.
Oh my God, we love you guys. You understand. Like, this type of support is everything we need.
Yes, we have the OG crew here tonight, and we're going to be going over some news. We've got some topics, of course, our news and gossip, and tweeting for the right reasons. So,
yes.
Let's go over our overall thoughts. Rachel Swindler, how did you feel about tonight's episode?
It gave me everything. Yeah. I mean, there was just so much to dig into. I feel like it started off, we started off a little slow because, Hannah Ann's date, but I mean, still interesting, but man, at the end, they brought it home with that Victoria F drama. Ooh, so yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I loved it. It gave me a lot more of what I wanted. I love the drama. It's obviously really fun. It's fun to watch, but I know we're going to do maybe some predictions later. It kind of solidified how I think this season is going to end up.
That's like such a good tease. Christine, what'd you think?
You're welcome.
I was so geeked out for this episode and happy to be back to break it down with you guys because I personally love hometowns.
Yeah.
It's such a good peek into these girls' lives and I always love picking apart the families. I know that sounds terrible.
So true, though.
But ironically enough, this episode, I was focused less on the family and more on like how these girls seem to like crumble at this point in the competition. Some connections were strengthened, others not so much. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, the song that Hunter Hayes sang at that concert
Perfect.
Was I Don't Want Easy, I Want Crazy.
I Want Crazy.
And these types of moments are when I'm like, these Bachelor producers... You know they were like, you're going to contractually,
sing this
you
song.
Have to sing this
yes,
song.
Yes, 100%.
Out of your whole discography,
oh my
this
God.
One.
That's a six-year-old song, so you know he wasn't wanting to sing that
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
That's
it really
amazing.
Is.
Really that's even
old?
Better.
Yeah. It's just,
he doesn't remember the lyrics
this
anymore.
This isn't promoting his new album. This
no,
is like,
right.
hey, 6 years ago, that song we wanted.
Yeah, that's the
that's
song.
That's so
just,
awesome.
I love The Bachelor for that reason. We're beginning into all of it, but Victoria F. is, of course, who I'm referring to. Crazy stuff tonight, and around Victoria F., some news broke during the episode that's very relevant to tonight's discussion, so we're going to cover news first. Let's get into it.
Yes, guys. So, as you know, if you watched tonight's episode, Peter's ex-girlfriend, Marissa, popped up on his group date with Victoria to spill a little tea about what she knows about Victoria's past. Now, during the episode, Us Weekly put out an article. They caught up with Marissa and got to the nitty-gritty of why she hopped on this episode in the first place. I will start out by saying she is not the wife of someone, you know, in a marriage that Victoria broke up. She is just a friend who happened to befriend her in this Virginia Beach circle. They knew a lot of the same people. She described that her first encounter with Victoria was that she told me she was going to slash my tires because I was hanging out with one of her ex-boyfriends. So that kind of already tells you how she's, where she stands when it comes to Victoria.
This is from Marissa, right?
This is from Marissa's words. Marissa also claimed that Victoria became very self-centered and attention-seeking once she found out she was getting cast on the show and made a scene at an outing that they were at with some mutual friends. But in terms of why she got in touch with producers, she said that I knew who Victoria was as far as her reputation, but I honestly did not know that she had done as much damage as she had done to our hometown. It kind of started becoming a trend. I felt like she was a little more entitled or felt that way. And so just leading up to that, I felt like all these people out here aren't going to say anything. I had a totally different stance than everybody because I knew Peter. I know his family. I know the type of person he is. So I felt like if anyone were to say something, it felt like it should come from me. He should probably listen to me versus some random girl.
So does that mean like she had conspired among the group of scorned Victoria F friends and she's like, I'm the one who's going to tell him, do you think?
Maybe so.
It could come off that way. Now, I do want to point out that she did say that she reached out to the producers first with this knowledge and they initially told her, hey, we don't feel like we have vetted the situation enough to bring you on the show. Now, before the date happened, the producers reached back out to her and let her know that the date was going on in their hometown and invited her 30 minutes before the date
come on.
To come back.
30
minutes.
We don't know if we really have this vetted enough, but we're going to be at this exact address at this exact time. So
exactly.
Right? So they circled
please
back
don't
to her.
Come
so
do you, then.
Wink, wink.
So do you think they vetted enough at that point?
No.
About it?
That begs the question.
They don't care. The rumor is rocking. Let's go.
Yeah, she went on to say, I'm just going to paraphrase the rest of her statement, that one of the wives actually confronted her when she was at a bar in Virginia Beach and thanked her for taking on this burden of telling her, of exposing Victoria, which, considering the statement, I don't know when this happened, that she was thanked. But
who was thanking her?
One of the wives from the couples that she broke up. Mm. Thanked Marissa for doing her due diligence. And as you know, our Bachelor fans don't miss a beat. So despite blurring her face out, it's the whole world knows.
Yeah, about 2.6 seconds after
we know
she
her
came
social
on.
Security.
Right. This is an Us Weekly article.
This is an Us Weekly article.
So this isn't something that's not true. This has to be. I mean,
it's not like
take it with a grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of salt. This isn't coming from rinkydink.com.
Exactly.
Right. And even with
hold
incredible.
On. Buy that URL right now.
True. And if you want to register rinkydink.com.
We have to keep in mind, though, that this is also just Marissa's point of view here. And I say that because we never actually got Victoria's side of the story this episode.
Or Marissa's face. Of course, now all of us are following Marissa. So get your come up, Marissa.
Yeah, I've already started following Marissa on Instagram.
Marissa's showing up in paradise.
Let me toss this out right away. Does this not feel like cringy and suspect of like, why would you go out of your way to get on television to try to do this? This seems a little attention grabbing and I don't know. There's way more subtler ways to be like, yo, you're my friend and this isn't a good person.
I think yes and no. Mm. I mean,
maybe.
I think there's not enough data right now, but I like that you threw that out. I will say when she walked up and she was like, it's all I'm going to say. Be careful.
Yeah.
So I was like, you are such a pot stirrer.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, she wants to go to Sayulita. She loves the drama too.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you ain't just gonna end on that. I'm like, we need some more. We need some more meat with this.
Because that's how the girls always leave. All I'm gonna say is,
be careful. I'm glad that you bring that up because the episode before the one that I missed. Didn't when Shein got eliminated, Shein did as well.
Shein did too.
She said, watch out, some people aren't here for the right reasons. I'm wondering if she knew something about it too.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's very broad. I feel like somebody says that every single season just because they overheard them talking something.
I know.
Maybe. Another secret we don't know about.
They also know if they drop the ambiguous truth bomb, it for sure makes it into the show. So they're like, maybe they're just trying to solidify their edit. But as you guys know, we do have a chat. Mike, I'm wondering if anyone in there is...
I mean, the chat, you guys are always amazing. This is going nuts. We will shout out... people are saying that another, I don't really know if we shout out our source, but another popular website that covers a lot of reality shows has already got stuff about this and has said that they have never gotten so many stories and tea about a contestant ever before Victoria.
I read that.
And that was reported that's pretty months ago, actually.
Yeah,
it's been out for a long time. People are wondering why she's still there. It's because she's very attractive. a lot of the same kind of sentiments.
I read somewhere that Lauren Burnham's mom was also friends with one of the wives whose marriage got broken up.
Wait, Lauren Burnham.
Lauren B. Ari's Lauren B.
Oh, thank you.
And was report like I read that she was also filmed confronting Peter at this date, but I guess that never made it to the show.
Interesting.
Whoa. But there's just a lot of evidence, quote unquote. making, you know, this seem very, like, a very black and white, one-sided kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so. I think this leads us perfectly. The best way to assess this, right, is to talk about Victoria's reaction.
Yes.
When Peter brought it up.
And that's what a lot of people are talking about in the chat. She didn't really defend it.
No,
she's
didn't.
More offended by the fact that he's even bringing it up, or that this girl came to him, than in actually defending the allegations.
So from a woman, and I'll put myself on blast here.
Put yourself on blast.
From a woman who has possibly dated a guy or two, maybe around the same time.
No.
You do act a little defensive, and I'm sure everybody's been calling that out. I know I personally, as a woman, when I'm backed into a corner, I have unfortunately put it on the guy, because you know what? You're being called out. Yeah. You don't want to be called out. You're like, oh no, I'm being called out. I mean, eventually I came clean with it. But I will say she acted very suspicious, and it led me to believe that, as we all agreed 100%, there is something to this, and she's being put on blast on national television. She knew that. She was understanding that, so she's like, ooh, I gotta walk away from this situation. And that's what she does in every hard situation. She walks away.
But it seems like, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I mean, the first thing she said was, oh, that's disappointing. Like, that's disappointing? I'm sorry, you're disappointed that the news got back to him?
Yeah.
Like, you're not...
Yeah.
Preach!
You know, it's hard because, like, you know, I've also been in a position where I've been confronted with untrue rumors that people said about me, and I was twice as more defensive in that moment.
You would be.
And you, I just think that you would be. Like, when think about this. When the girls in the house utter one word that's off about the other girl, they are so quick to defend themselves to each other and to Peter. Mm-hmm. So an allegation this big, you all of a sudden you ain't got nothing to say? You're not going to fight for yourself?
No. She's very good, and several times throughout the season has been able to kind of turn it around and make Peter immediately feel bad kind of for anything he's doing. And then, as opposed to the other women, he did a little bit, but she got a rose, right? So, not really. So
I don't want easy, I want crazy.
She turns it around, and as opposed to, like we talked about with other women, having him be like, you know, I'm not really feeling for you. And they're like, no, I really love you. Again, with Victoria, she's like, eh. He's like, no, wait, I love you. I'm there.
Well observed.
It's true.
I mean, she flat out says he can go, though.
I know. This conversation was, like, tough.
Yes.
Like,
on that tiny stoop.
I'm like, you're not supposed to... This dynamic is, like, 2 years into your marriage when you forgot to do the dishes, and it's been, you know, one of you needs a vacation, and, you know, I'm just kidding.
But it is something that you would expect later.
They're in the honeymoon period. Like, this... I guess he loves that.
Yeah,
like,
but, Jeff, 99% of the relationship is working, okay?
99%.
Okay.
Perfect.
Who's just doing their math?
It's perfect.
No.
Gosh, and I couldn't believe her tone. I was like, I felt like a parent. Don't take that tone with him.
Yes.
When she was like, when he was like, I just don't see you fighting for it. She goes, really? You haven't? That's funny. I was like,
yeah.
No, yeah.
Peter felt it too. You heard him go, excuse me?
Yeah, like, I know. Because she's walked away from dinner several times, right? She's been on the verge of quitting and everything, and he's always reeling her back in.
She's acting like it's her show, let's be real.
She's a whiny baby.
It's been about her emotions the entire time.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a toughie. I don't know how
what's
to
tough about it.
I don't get it. I guess he's attracted. You know what? He kind of likes a cuckoo. Because I love Hannah B. I really do. But she's not a simple steak and eggs kind of girl.
No.
Like, Hannah B's a bit of a handful, too.
But Hannah B was a little bit indecisive.
A more sane.
She wasn't, like, an alleged homewrecker. And, like, I don't see them on the same level.
No, not at all. I'm not comparing Hannah B and Victoria F. But we've kind of seen Peter. He likes working through fights. I think he likes the resolution. I don't know.
Sorry, something in the chat. Yinzer got me Marissa for Bachelorette and keep her face blurred the entire season.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like the Masked Singer. Peter, but like
Bachelor Singer?
The Masked Bachelor.
People tend to like things they can't have.
I guess.
Victoria F. is the only one who's making him chase her a little bit. The rest are just like, absolutely, anything you say.
Well, Madison is, there's a little bit of a, no?
No, you're right. There's a chase step. It's
not
different.
Like Victoria. Well,
they're hot and cold. I mean, like, I will say, when Victoria came up to hug him during the rose ceremony, she kind of was like rubbing his hair. Like, I was like, there's just an energy there that they've tapped that he hasn't tapped with these other, not as, like, I like Madison and Hannah Ann and Kelsey, but they don't have that, like, we fight and then we make love kind of dynamic, yeah. you mm-hmm. know? Like, I think Peter's into that.
Yeah. No, 100% he is.
It's dangerous and toxic.
Yeah,
like flying.
We've got 483 people in the chat right now.
Yes, we do.
Yes. I just have to stop and call that out.
Yeah. Wow.
Because when you made a point, when she did that little laugh, she was like, when she was walking away, and then she went into the, I was like, there it is.
A right coy
there.
Little smile.
Just like,
she's like, before I go, I have one more thing. And she leaves the photo, Mr. and Mrs. Weber with a coy
that
laugh.
Was like, you couldn't script that better.
No.
It's just like,
do we think
picture.
She actually loves him, guys?
No,
right? No. Okay, I do not that
think
so.
I don't think so.
If I had to play like armchair psychologist here, which,
oh, yes.
You know, it seems like she's very insecure. I feel like if I was her therapist, I would say, you've got to do some self-love work and learn who you are before you're ready to date anyone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm watching her spiral between anger and then shame and self-hatred and then anger again. And it just seems like she needs to do a little bit of work within herself before she's ready to get married.
And because of the alleged, you know, breaking up marriages and the way that she's been acting with Peter, it's very similar behavior to somebody that would be seeking someone who's in a relationship. Or
this
married.
Is ooh, a similar thing going around the chat. A bunch of people have said it, so I can't credit all you guys. This is a lot. Is Peter just going to try to windmill it up with Victoria maybe. Next episode
and then
boot her? Yeah.
I did see Twitter from Brett S. Vergara, who I have to shout out, said, Peter just keeps thinking with his Peter, which I thought
yes.
was kind of funny.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's true. I mean, Victoria F.'s gorgeous.
You need to give us a like if you like that pun, because that was great.
Quickly, I will say, we keep mentioning the chat. If you're listening to our podcast, we do go live on AfterBuzz TV's main channel at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Every week after the show, we have tons of live viewers right now. And if you are watching live, it really, really helps us to give us a like. We bring you this content for free. But that kind of stuff really helps keep the network afloat and really means a lot to us if you guys like this video. And hit that subscribe button. We cover tons of TV content here. We love it. So hit that subscribe button. We'd really appreciate it. We love you guys very, very much. Anything else on Victoria before we move on?
How did she get a freaking rose? That's
crazy.
All I got.
She's great. Crazy.
Quickly, what is happening with Victoria's family? Was she adopted?
Yeah.
Did any of these
be nice? Be nice to family.
Here's what I'll say: none of these people in her family seemed like her speed. Like that was what it was. Like it was like
she's very different.
Yeah. So let's know your thoughts.
That was just from the little edit that ABC gave us at the end and a brief pan.
It just looks very normal.
After. We saw with the family joking around, they seem to have like just a more emotion than Victoria did the entire season. She's very stone faced, just in general. I'm so upset. I'm having such a great time on this date.
Yeah.
She's the Kim Kardashian
totally.
Of their family.
Mm.
Yeah.
The one with the most attention, who speaks in a really weird voice that no one else does.
She does have Kim K.
And they're smoking
energy.
Hot. Yep.
Yeah, she has Kim K. energy. Yes. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on and talk. Let's talk about Madison next. That was the next most significant date.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Alexis, overall thoughts on his time with Madison?
I will say I love the beginning part of their date as someone who's a big basketball fan.
Yes.
And who's into, like, activity-type things with the guy. I thought it was super cute, very on-brand. But it seems like we hit a roadblock when Peter went to go meet her family. Because one thing I noticed while we were watching this is, A, Peter didn't really ask for a blessing to get to marry any of these women, and Madison's father just hit him with the no, sir. Like it was a straight up stop sign. Let's revisit this. Hold on.
Yeah, what'd you think, Rach?
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I don't know. Madison again is just the typical like 100% Auburn beauty queen. Like she is just. Who I was in high, like in high, not who I was in high school, but who in high school, like I would want to be friends with, like mm-hmm.
Me too.
I would idolize. She's just amazing. But I felt a lot of pressure on this date. That was the number one thing I got out of this date. He felt a lot of pressure, and then I felt a lot of pressure. I felt that, you know, maybe Peter could think that Madison's a little bit out of his league a little bit.
Interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know. That's the biggest thing I took from this. If it were me going, if I was, going to see Madison, I'd be like, wow, this is a lot to live up to.
Well, the stakes are so high. She was the first person that he admitted he was falling in love with. I think it felt that intense because he cares about her the most.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Not attracted to the most. Cares about her the most.
Right.
Yes.
Just want to clarify.
True.
Yeah.
Madison's
my
favorite.
Victoria.
Yeah, she's the biggest catch, right?
Madison's my favorite. Yeah. I love the date. Super cute. The basketball stuff. That's adorable. They got home. you know, Dad gave the kind of similar thing that all three dads that we've seen today kind of give him. And it's similar. You know, this is really weird because Christine and I cover Love is Blind, that new Netflix show.
Watch it.
The episode that we did today was Meet the Parents. We're doing the exact same thing and going, no. So we saw a lot of dads being like, what are your expectations of my daughter? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So all the kind of stuff. You know, the same kind of reality trope that I said on our show before. All their daughters went into this. We all know what this whole thing was. So the whole, like, you know, don't say you love her unless, like, come on, guys. We know this is The Bachelor, and this is kind of what goes down and happens. Like, I would like more if they did a straight-up fun getting to know you and let's see how it is, and that'll be great, rather than this weird, like, she's my daughter and you better actually love her kind of veiled threat kind of thing. It seems inauthentic.
I know what you mean, but I kind of think that's Madison's vibe. That's her upbringing. And I will say, love Madison, too. I'm not quite sure she's ready to take the leap into marriage. You know, it's like, I still feel like she's married to her parents. When she was talking to her dad and she's like, before I move forward with anything, it's just really important that I have your approval. And like, when you're making the decision, we call it leaving and cleaving in the Protestant church. You leave your parents and you cleave to your spouse.
Oh.
And it seems like she hasn't, she's not ready to cleave yet.
Isn't cleaving like, also cutting?
I get confused about what leave and cleave means, but you Protestant evangelicals from the Midwest, you tell me, you remind me what it means. But I think like she, I think it's a mistake to like require the approval of other people when you're getting married, because you're not marrying your parents' approval of someone, you're marrying someone, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I think you're being a little harsh on her.
Yeah, I love Madison, to be clear.
Yeah, because I, as much as I agree with your sentiment, like ultimately it is her choice at the end of the day, I think that all of those girls probably feel the same way. They, you all secretly want your parents to approve.
Totally.
Like, I think she's just, being that she has this super Christian, tight-knit family, I think they're just harping on it a lot more. But I know for a fact I would be brokenhearted if my parents weren't down for who I was going to marry.
And coming from that, I don't know exactly what her Christianity religion is, but that Southern Baptist, like South, like how you're raised there. I mean, from South Carolina, like it's definitely, there's pressure. And there are families and people that are brought up to such a high standard. And as he said, we've made her live up to this high standard and not accept anything less. That's how we've raised her. So a lot of pressure again.
Yeah.
It is pressure. I mean, but what if he comes to dinner and he gets the special plate? And if they don't like him, they can't say anything nice about it.
I want the special plate. Someone give me the special plate.
I'm looking at the chat, too. Misha C brings up a good point. Madison knows Peter is a sexual person. Why is she still here?
I was just going to mention this.
I wrote that down, too. After her mom said, like, you know, you take a long time to open up. You're kind of slow to things. I'm like, man, this is an accelerated process. You know, why is she still on? But, you know, she loves Peter. She hasn't said it yet, but she loves him, right?
I loved her mom. I loved her mom in this, trying to dance around what she really was trying to say. Like, have you told me you're a virgin yet? This is, like, basically... I love the dancing around. Are we going to jump into this whole thing now and the sex stuff with the comparison to Luke P?
Let's go ahead and bring it up because we saw it in the promo. We'll probably just skip predictions and kind of cook it into this segment. But the big reveal that's coming up is that Madison is going to give Peter an ultimatum.
Yeah.
If you sleep with other women during our relationship, so during the show, I'm going to remove myself from the show.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, the same thing Luke said to Hannah. And America,
this one moment.
Luke said this to Hannah.
Right.
Does this feel like the same situation?
I won't know until I see exactly what she says on that date.
Unless it's raining and there's lightning in the background.
Because
such amazing TV.
Very true.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at one point in my life, I wanted to stay, you know, pure until I was married and how big of a deal that was to me. And I remember the pressure of that growing up or just wanting that so badly. Mm-hmm. So I would think that if I still had those values or I still was living by that, that it would be a really big deal to me. I mean, coming as a, you know, a small girl and that's how you're raised, like that's your mentality. But I'm curious to see, I'm just curious to see what she says.
That's fair.
Based on what we know right now, and Jeff and I defended Luke P. for as long as we possibly could that season, I think. I don't think it's the same just because of the whole... If we take a look at the entire picture of how Luke P. acted and the manipulation and the things like that, Madison, to me, has been a complete sweetheart the entire way. And Luke P. was almost intrinsically offended that she didn't just immediately go on with that. Whereas, to me, my hope, because again, she's my favorite right now, is that Madison, if she gives him this ultimatum and he doesn't end up living up to that, which we kind of know, right, that she's just like, cool, I respect your decision, but I'm just not down with that.
That's the vibe I got.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't the same shame, vibe.
It's
yeah,
not.
It was. Yeah. It's, and I will say, I was actually okay with Luke until he like took another step. Mm. Like when Luke said, "If I were to find out that you're sleeping with other men, I'm removing myself from the competition." That's his prerogative. And I remember saying that on air. Like I don't think it's unfair of Luke to say that about his experience. It was when he started projecting moral judgments on her.
Yes.
That was when it kind of became a problem. Yeah. So it's all going to be about how Madison handles it. But she completely has the right to control the relationship how she wants to. She has a say in what his behavior is. And if she doesn't approve of it, she should leave.
Yeah. Yeah, she can decide, this isn't the man that I want to be my husband.
Exactly.
Like, it's totally her prerogative. This is not, like, she's not bound by this in any way. And I think also, just trying to see it a little bit more from her perspective, I feel like she might have said that, I mean, we'll see later, but like to kind of even the playing field, because he's got three really great girls left and they all have great families, he loves their personalities, but he slept with two and not the other. It's like she's almost missing from that criteria of judgment. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's be real. Like, mm-hmm. You want to go with someone you're physically compatible
sure.
with, and he doesn't get to explore that with her past a certain point like he would with the other women.
Right.
So maybe she's like, hey, let's even the playing field. Don't sleep with any of us.
Yeah.
Right. And then decide.
Well, and I saw a lot of people in the chat saying, she knew how he was before, that he had the four windmill experience,
right.
And obviously that wasn't his first time and things like that, so why is she there? We talked about that a little bit while we were watching the episode. I think it's fair to say she expects that of right now. Obviously she's okay with the past, that he's slept with people in the past.
Yeah.
It's just from this moment in time and this experience kind of moving forward.
Well, I hope right? she's the first fantasy suite date, because if she wants to even the playing field, I feel like she should have maybe told him a little bit earlier, too.
Yeah.
That's
she's
also
going to in the airport hangar, I
looks
think,
like
though.
It.
Oh, that's
yeah.
true.
Looks like it.
We'll see. I mean, it's really interesting. And the chat brought up a good point that Luke's language of, if you were to have slipped up, we can move past it.
Right.
That
right.
Was
that's a mistake.
But
right,
I will
right.
say, Luke did a very interesting interview. And again, who knows if what kind of truth he's telling, but when we saw Hannah and Luke on the Bible study date, he said that they had this really long conversation about how she would view that as a slip-up and she wouldn't want to do that. So his language was based around a conversation they had already had that the producers left out. I don't know. If you want to look into that, I covered it on Bachelor News Daily. It gave an interesting picture of Luke that maybe the show didn't paint for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying we can only go on these edits. So it's going to be really interesting to see
yeah.
what happens.
What edits?
Fair enough.
To that point, I wonder if she might say something bad and they might edit it out to make her look better.
Sure. Right.
Of course.
You never
Who
know.
Knows? But it's going to be interesting. And I got to say, I'm already kind of cringing as to how hard this is going to be to watch. This kind of stuff.
Oh, I can't
when
wait.
When it gets so personal sometimes with this show, I'm like, I feel like a voyeur. Like, I feel like a creep.
Not as cringy as Peter trying to find a roundabout way of saying he's not religious.
I know.
Madison brought that up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I cringe for him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I like both of them a lot, but I don't know if they're a fit. And I kind of think they're going to end up together long term. I think Madison's going to come back.
Nah.
I think this is the news that that Chris Harrison brings, is that Madison regrets self-eliminating and wants to come back. That's
Ooh.
My prediction.
Oh, and then maybe at that point he already decided on the other person.
Hannah,
yeah. Oof.
I don't know. We'll see, but crazy, crazy stuff. Anything else with Madison before we move on to Hannah Ann Slusses?
I just love her.
Yeah.
I want her to come out of this alive.
It'll be totally. All right, let's talk about Hannah Ann Sluss. Her dad, Ranger Rick, cuts down trees, so they throw axes.
Axe time.
I gotta say, I like Hannah Ann, I like Peter. I don't... What do they have in common?
We always go back to this.
They're on this season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
They're both brunette.
They
both write letters to each other.
They write letters.
Yes, telling with a number of how, you know, what they like about each other.
Peter's letter is cute. That's a cute comeback to something that she did that was cute.
Not gonna lie, I've, like, always want a guy to write me a letter. That is, like, top two, like, sentimental things ever.
Somebody better be
so,
watching this.
You well, know, his sister.
DMs count.
Thank you. DMs do not count.
If it's a well-written DM with sincerely, does it? That crosses the line.
My DMs are open.
Explore it. We'll see.
Open.
I don't know, where her sister cried about the letter. When she opened that up and her sister, she's like, oh my God, like, this is the one for you. Like, that's the vibe I got from her sister, and I was like, wait, we're crying about a letter being written? I just, what is
Do better, men.
Yeah, do better. What are we doing here?
It is funny because their letters are like, number one, you make me feel special. Number two, you have hair. Number three, you're a human. Like, I'm like, there's not a lie here. They're trying so hard.
Number four, the way you name your different outfits.
Yeah, Laura.
You name your dresses?
Laura Arango in the chat mentioned just that exact thing about her naming her dresses. Y'all name your dresses?
Nope. No. I don't name my dresses, but I'll
is that
be like,
a thing?
Ooh, that's a bad one right there.
You know? Yeah. Like, ooh, that's sexy. That's ooh, that's hot.
That's
an interview dress. That's an audition dress.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Not names.
I kind of liked the conversation with her sister, though. I thought it was sweet.
Yeah, and
they seem connected.
Her sister's gorgeous, too.
Like, I feel like the very mean part of my brain, if I'm being totally honest, is the Sluss family, they're all very nice. They're just kind of boring. Mm. I just feel like Hannah Ann, I don't get who she is.
Well, you know, Peter did say to her dad that they share the same zest for life. I believe that's what he said.
Zest.
They're both
zest.
Excited about life.
Okay.
But I just don't know what they're excited about together.
To me, Hannah
starting
Ann.
Starting family, traveling, what is it?
I like Hannah Ann a lot. I think Hannah Ann is kind of the less energetic Madison. That's what I see. They're both very sweet. Their family seems super cool and nice, albeit boring to Jeff. But that's okay. You got to remember, too, these are just normal people. They ain't signed up for The Bachelor.
Yeah. All of she a sudden, might just not be good TV.
There's going to be a camera crew in their house, and it's just like, I don't know. What are we so? Oh, be good to our daughter. Let's talk. So I thought they were nice and sweet, but you're right. I don't see this amazing love connection between them, and I just think they might not be compatible-ish.
Yeah, and I also said, I just think that Hannah Ann, this is more, she's so young, and maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental of her being so young and she looks so young, that this just might be an infatuation. I'm on a TV show. This is Peter Weber. He's how much older than me? I don't know. This seems like she's never been in love, which is not a knock on her, but this seems like maybe more of an infatuation. And if they do end up together, I don't know if I could see this lasting very long.
They really did a bait and switch with her edit, because with her getting the first impression rose and being very proactive and aggressive, and like, I thought I was going to get way more from her in terms of how she feels about Peter.
Right.
But I think she just wanted the attention. Like, I don't think there was anything actually behind it.
That's what we see, though. But what do you think Peter sees? Because I think Peter sees her as a really good match.
I think, to me, she represents a why not. Like, I'm not sure there's a ton of check marks as to why. But there's a lot of check marks as to there's no red flag. Like, it's like, she doesn't have any X's. So I don't mean EXs. I mean, like, she doesn't have any strikes.
Yes.
Strikes against her,
as other people.
So I think that's, unfortunately, there's not a ton of us that, like, to me, screams she'd be a great life partner besides she's fine. She's
beautiful. She's a model.
I think she's hometowny. She is model, but I can see her as a mom, as a companion. I think she's a cool girl. I can see her as wifey material.
I might be
sure.
being shady right now.
I think you are. Ease up, okay?
That's what we do.
God, that other end of the table.
I'm surprised you're saying ease up. You throw shade like it's your job.
I mean, when it's deserved. I think she's just a sweet. I think she's just a sweet girl.
She's sweet. I feel.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hannah, still come on the show, though.
Whoa. Yeah, we'd love to have you on. Prove me wrong. Let's talk about Kelsey.
Rip.
Sorry. Yeah.
So did Peter.
I don't know. It just, like, at the end of the episode, let's talk about Kelsey.
I know.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know why.
Kelsey and all the women in her family who are little clones of each other.
Yeah, this blonde Dutch Iowa family. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of sad to see Kelsey go. Became very interesting.
You're the biggest fan, though.
Jeff really likes Kelsey, everybody.
I think of these four, Kelsey is the most likely to make it as a wife. I think if he would have picked her, she would have been the most all in to get married.
What?
You think Hannah Ann's ready to settle down?
Oh, you mean specifically with Peter?
Totally. She's the most ready to get... You think Hannah Ann wants to drop her modeling career and get married? They're going to be a one-year divorce.
Why do you think she dropped her career? She could do both.
She can do both, but I just know...
That might be accurate.
I've got young 23-year-old, I think I want to get married, but now I'm at a Hollywood party and I'm changing my mind energy from Hannah Ann.
Celebrities like Jeff Graham are there.
And I think Madison isn't... I know, like me.
He's married, guys.
My wife would come to party with me, but I just think Hannah Ann is very much... I think I want to get married, but once I taste influencer fame life, I might change my mind. Madison, I don't think is compatible with Peter. I think if Peter was in with Kelsey, they could have made it.
Yeah, no, if he had been more into her.
I think they could have made it.
But again, it was way too easy. way too easy. She
said, that's a good point.
She said, I've been in love with you since Peru. And he goes, I never have to question my feelings for Kelsey. And so, that ain't going to work out then.
Yeah, I was really disappointed.
That's a good point. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I was disappointed there was nothing with champagne in Iowa, the capital of United States champagne, obviously. There was nothing with that on the date. They had the weird wine tasting laboratory thing.
What should we call it? Wine.
The wine.
Wine.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
I don't know. She kind of rubbed me the wrong way right off the bat.
I'm going to throw a tinfoil theory here.
Yes.
The only blonde that he wants is not on this show.
It's Demi. It's Demi.
You know damn well I'm not talking about Demi. Hannah Brown! Where you at, girl?
Yeah. She might be back.
That might be the only blonde that has his heart.
I think, but exactly what you said, I think that's a really, really good take. That as far as true wife outside of gameplay and anything like that, I think she was ready. Maybe a lot of the... We throw shade. Maybe a lot of the cameras and the stuff threw her off. It's tough being on a show. She wasn't maybe ready for it. And we got a little bit exaggerated stuff, in the house.
Do we see Kelsey going on Paradise? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she wants to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to throw it out now. I think she'd be a very interesting bachelorette.
A lot of people in the chat agree with you.
We talked about it last week, too.
Ooh. I do not. But a lot of people in the chat agree with you. I'm Madison for Bachelorette.
Madison, we've gotten Madison.
I don't think they're going to take a crazy risk.
But she's JoJo.
But why do you want Kelsey? You don't think we just had a Kelsey with Hannah B., the Hot Mess Express?
Really. Kelsey's more damaged.
That's
a weird thing to say, but I think there's more stuff there. This is so bad.
But again,
it's talking about a true producer right now.
I know.
But I'm saying I see Madison, the first virgin bachelorette. That's right.
No, that would be really cool. But I did see somebody say Demi with men and women.
I mean, I'm Demi all
that
day.
That would be
Demi all day.
Literally amazing.
You think ABC is that progressive?
Let's go.
I don't see it.
It's just like a shot of love, too, with Tila Tequila.
I don't.
Oh, she was a hot mess.
But that was men and women, too.
I want to qualify because I'm on air right now. I don't mean damage in a negative way.
In a good way.
I feel like at my worst in relationships, I can be kind of an emotional train wreck. You know what I mean? Mm. Granted, Champagne Gate was nuts, but I don't know if we've seen Kelsey energy before on the show, and I think she's in it. I do think she wants to get married, and I think she'd be a very interesting and possibly relatable lead on the show.
No more virgin leads. There's a lot of opinions up in the chat. One that I just came up, and I guess while we're at it, we've already mentioned her name a couple times. What do you guys think about Hannah Brown 2.0 for The Bachelor?
I'm down
again
with that too.
Or, and I want to just toss this in the second part of the question, do you think she's coming back this season again as any kind of legit contender?
This will be our last topic because we got to get out of here.
But I'm sorry. Did you have something else?
No. That I wanted to move on. It's perfect. I do think Hannah B will return.
Mm. I think she's going to return and steal Peter's heart again. That's where I think that goes.
I don't think she's going to return.
Ooh.
No.
I hope she does so bad. I love the twists and turns of all this stuff. I really hope she comes back.
Totally. Well, we are out of time, but we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today on the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're here, as I mentioned, every Monday right after the show airs. Oh, man, what a good discussion. This is my favorite 35 minutes.
It's so good.
I have been checking our iTunes reviews, and I haven't been seeing a ton of action there, so make sure you're posting those 5-star reviews. We will read one on air. And thank you so much for tuning in, guys. My name is Jeff Graham. I do daily news segments covering Bachelor News, and there's going to be a ton tomorrow. So make sure you tune into the AfterBuzz TV reality channel to check it out. Christine.
I'll be tuned in as well. I love the good hot gossip and tea. That's where I live.
Yes.
You guys can keep up with me on Twitter at Christine Bean. Wow. And on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. And I write news articles for PerezHilton.com. So make sure you're subscribed.
Okay. And you can find me on my Instagram. I'm super funny on there. So check it out at Rachel Swindler. And then you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the chat. We hit over 650 live viewers today.
Wow.
Big up to you guys. Joseph Boza, Kayla, Misha, Jules, Julie Telkin, Shinny Sweet Smile, Parker, J-Job, Sarah, Heather Fitz, Kayla, Laura, Miss Brown Sugar, Nia again, J-Jobs. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
What a pro. I love you guys.
Try as many as I can see on the screen.
All right, we're getting out of here, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.